New York Times, Hamas tortured, raped Israeli women at several sites in October 7 attack. By Joel B. Polak on December 28, 2023. The New York Times published a lengthy and disturbing summary on Thursday of the evidence gathered thus far supporting the accusations that Hamas terrorists raped and mutilated many Israeli women during the terror attack of October 7. Hamas also murdered about 1,200 people and took about 240 hostages to Gaza. As Breitbart News has noted, evidence of the rapes has thus far relied on eyewitness testimony of people who saw what happened, as well as people who found or examined bodies of victims. Forensic evidence more typical of criminal investigations, such as DNA samples, were not collected, because the Israeli military was focused on the ongoing fight against Hamas terrorists inside Israel, and because bodies were buried swiftly in accordance with Jewish law. The Times article reports, apparently for the first time, that there are four living survivors of the rapes, including three women and one man, but they have been too disturbed by their experiences to cooperate with police. The Times notes. A two-month investigation by the Times uncovered painful new details, establishing that the attacks against women were not isolated events but part of a broader pattern of gender-based violence on October 7. Relying on video footage, photographs, GPS data from mobile phones and interviews with more than 150 people, including witnesses, medical personnel, soldiers and rape counselors, the Times identified at least seven locations where Israeli women and girls appear to have been sexually assaulted or mutilated. Four witnesses described in graphic detail seeing women raped and killed at two different places along Route 232, the same highway where Ms. Gal Abtush's half-naked body was found sprawled on the road at a third location. And the Times interviewed several soldiers and volunteer medics who together described finding more than 30 bodies of women and girls in and around the rape site and in two kibbutzim in a similar state as Ms. Abtush's, legs spread, clothes torn off, signs of abuse in their genital areas. Read the full Times article here. The content of the article is extremely graphic. Many victims were apparently murdered and mutilated while being raped. Some left-wing activists have tried to deny that Hamas raped Israeli women, and the United Nations Women's Organization took 8 weeks to condemn the use of sexual violence against Israelis. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.